Yeah, live and direct. We back at it. Lamont King, ladies and gentlemen. Good to finally be back talking to you guys in this situation with the Situation Room with Lorenzo.
This is the Situation Room. Yeah.
And for those that don't know, together we are known as the Street Senators.
Right.
And I just want to take this time to welcome our new affiliates. We got some new outlets carrying the show.
Welcome.
Yeah. And it's good to be back in front of new people. You're going to enjoy us. And let's tell them why they would enjoy us. We got a long track record. We've both been in radio for combined over 30 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We had a big situation on XM before they merged with Sirius.
Yeah, we had a huge situation because we were there when it started.
Yeah,
so it was a huge situation. And we've been satellite, we've been terrestrial, we've been syndicated. We've done it all.
Yeah, we have done it all. We've been dropped, we've been picked up.
Yeah, we've been dropped, picked up, and we're coming out from the sewer again, like some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles type thing.
It's like a rebirth of Street Senators,
basically. Yeah.
It's a mutation, so to speak. It's a phoenix ashes.
And you know, every year around this time, my voice get a little kind of crazy, raspy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I go through that thing. And I'm back at it. And you back at it.
Yeah.
Doing everything you do, so we're just gonna do what we do.
Yeah. Also, if you want to follow along on Twitter, Street Senators on Twitter. Also, mine is Lazy Lamont, LazeeLamont.
Mm-hmm.
Is your handle active?
No.
Not at all.
Why? Just, you know, why should it be? You have to convince me tonight.
Still?
Yeah.
Again?
Like you know, you've been doing it for a couple of years.
Yeah. It's 2012, almost 2013.
Basically, this is called 2013.
Social media is ruining
marriage. Right, that word might be dead, because it's going to be something next.
You think so?
Yeah, it's going to be something next, because that's almost old.
Social media.
Yeah.
What will be the next term for social media?
It's crazy.
New media. Let me see. Hanky panky.
It's definitely
cyber, something. Cyber hanky. That's a good one. Cyber hanky. Because that's all people use it for anyway. Hooking up. That's all I use it for.
So you got to school me on that, because I'm not into that. So you got to tell me about all that.
Trolling, prowling, lurking, all of the above. You know, finding.
I see some people trolling and lurking right now.
Yeah, that's they always want to know what's going on in the Florida
city. Man, they're trying to see what's going on here.
Yeah. Also, we got an email, streetsenators@gmail.com. Also, the website, streetsenators.wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm.
Lamont King and Big Zo. Man, it's major. So just sit back and enjoy the ride, man. And just tune in and plug in and all of that. So much to talk about, though. Man, this whole debt ceiling, where it used to be called a debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. They got a new name for it.
Right. Fiscal cliff.
Which is scary. Are you trying to scare us, or is that something we should be worried about? What's next? The debt ceiling. You got the fiscal cliff. Now, what's the next? It'd be the quicksand, the money quicksand pit, or something.
Something like that.
School me on the issue, because I know you pay attention to a lot of that.
Well, I'm paying attention to it because what's basically happening is, for all those out there, Street Senators Radio. You know how we do. We give you information, entertainment, but we want to just talk the truth. So you have a situation right now where there is the economy in a situation where the taxes is to the point where...
So basically you don't know.
No, I don't know.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
So. So we're in trouble.
And that's the problem. That's the problem with the fiscal cliff. Because it sounds good.
It did. I was with you too.
But
I was like, he about to jump off the cliff.
Yeah, like go all the way there.
Just do it. Yeah.
But that's the problem, because it just sounds like we don't know what the fiscal cliff means.
Yeah, it's something that even smart people can't figure out, and that's the problem. Because, I mean, they say one side says if we go into the new year without pulling back from the cliff, everybody's going to pay $3,000 in taxes. And the other side says, no, well, let's just jump over the cliff unless y'all meet our demands and we'll meet your demands. And nobody's demands are being met. Boehner, Barack. It's ridiculous. I think what it comes down to is, I mean, if you want to get to it, should we get to it?
Yeah, let's get to it.
I think they're coming with that new money.
That's what it is?
I think they're coming with that new money.
New money is coming.
Yeah, I think that new currency is
coming.
Now,
when you say new money, you got to break that down to us.
Okay, that new currency.
Okay, yeah, there it is.
The fix is on. Uh-huh. I think it's not really about deficit spending and the $1 trillion budget. I think they crash in the dollar, and it's about
there we
to
go.
Come
here
to
it is.
A head.
There it is.
When we got to switch the money over, to that what was it called? The euro or the amero or one of them roads?
Well, it would be amero for us. Euro is already going on.
That's right. That's right.
But the euro is not doing good.
It's not,
and it's affecting the what would be the amero.
Right.
It's affecting right now what we have going on as far as our currency. Mm-hmm. And the rich or the elite are in a position right now where they don't want to pay taxes.
They don't want to pay taxes at all.
They don't want to pay taxes.
They don't want to be told to pay taxes.
They don't want to be told to pay taxes. Good point right there. And they don't want their taxes if, say, their level is right here.
Right here, right here.
They don't want to go up there.
Yeah, right.
And nobody can see that when my hand goes up.
But the way you said it, it made it seem like that.
Exactly. My flexions make
that's
the point.
Right. Do it again. It's right here.
If you're right here,
right.
They don't want to go right there.
Yeah. I mean, who would? I wouldn't.
No, they don't want to go there. Yeah. And I get it. But see, the problem is, You're going to have taxes go up because what happens is the law that Bush put into
Bush tax cut
is going to expire. Was it January?
Something like that. Yeah.
January. Or let's say January 1st. Mm-hmm. Well, it might not be, but let's just say it's in January.
Right. Let's just say.
And then also you're going to lose that and. The
capital gains
taxes will go back up for the elite,
right? For the rich, 1%, 2%. Well, while you think about that, the other piece to that is like here's a person that I don't like anymore, Papa John. Right. So remember his whole thing. All these businesses came out around time of election. It was like, if he raises the taxes on the rich and forces Obamacare on big companies, I'm gonna have to pay for my employees to get health care and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm gonna have to lay off a whole bunch of people. And I've seen this article where they broke it down where the costs that are transferred, you know, that once Obamacare goes into effect for a big company like Papa John's Pizza, would be like 17 cents per pizza made.
Right.
And then that cost is really just going to be passed on to the customer. So you're going to pay that on your bill anyway. So it really ain't you, Papa John, that's paying the money. We paying it.
And did you hear about Papa John's estate? Estate?
Nah, what happened?
Oh, he has a golf course in his backyard.
Of course. He should, as he should. All that pizza I eat.
So you enjoy Papa John's?
I did.
Okay.
I'm boycotting.
Because of what? Because
of his statements. I'm going to have to let people go.
Okay.
I don't believe that.
Well, it's something going on with the spending, whereas they're going to cut back on spending for health care and the many ventures that are out there that government supports.
Right.
And they're going to cut back on that, as well as increase the taxes for, was it $250,000?
Yeah, you make over $250,000. You get hit a little bit more.
You get hit more, and then you also they're going to be cuts on a lot of the different ventures as far as healthcare, and you can go all the way down the line.
Yeah, programs and services. And
all the different programs and services. And with that being said, that. A lot of folks are going to be hurt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you and me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll be hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we don't make $250,000.
Not at all.
Not even together.
Well, they're saying if you make under $250,000, your taxes ain't going to go up, supposedly, unless we trip over this fiscal cliff.
Right.
And which is, yeah, it's ridiculous.
But we're already there. We're on the cliff, and we're falling off.
Right, right.
And then with all that's going on with rice, them not wanting to push her forward and make her Secretary of State.
Right.
Which
was a bad hustle. She got hustled.
And what about your girl?
Hillary Clinton. She said she's not even interested in running for president.
Well,
they trying to get her to governor of New York.
But I mean, besides that, like, she passed out and had a concussion.
Oh no, I missed that. What happened?
Come on now.
No, what? When? What? What happened to Hillary Clinton?
She passed out.
Nah.
Yeah, and got a concussion as from passing out.
Now, where was she? Was
they she said in? That she had like a stomach flu.
That's what they always say.
Yeah. And
food poisoning or something?
Was no, not even.
Country? Was she
not even, not even. And they're preparing for John Kerry to be in office and go ahead and run for
it. Just take the position?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I missed that.
Well, she was going to step down anyway. Step,
that's right.
She was going to step down anyway.
She said she's done with politics. But, she looks done, too.
But Rice was supposed to be there.
Be right there.
But because of the verbiage, that's why we have to be careful. And that's why when you hear a stumble, it's only because we're trying to be careful with our verbiage.
That's right. Because you're held accountable nowadays.
We're held accountable. And you're like, oh, why are you guys held accountable? You guys are like internet radio guys.
Well,
we haven't always been.
Yeah, and we don't want a Benghazi on our hands.
Yeah, and Benghazi is going on right now.
Yeah.
Just us talking on the mic right now.
Yeah, it's a real Benghazi in here.
It's a Benghazi issue.
That sounds like something you get. I got that Benghazi. Got that Benghazi.
And Rice is out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So
I liked her, too.
Did you like her?
I mean, she was a looker.
Was she?
For her, you know, caliber of person.
Okay.
You know, political and all
so
that.
So Rice
she
or
Condoleezza? Than the other Rice.
Well, like Rice or Condoleezza?
That's what I mean, the other Rice.
Okay.
I like Susan over Susan Condoleezza.
Yeah, I take Susan over Condoleezza.
Yeah, I take a Susan.
She
looked like a round the way-ish kind of, that around the way, like your aunt.
Yeah.
Like your cute aunt that you used to like when you was little. You ever had one of them?
No.
That's just me.
Like, my aunt's always been my aunt. Oh, okay. And that's always like just
but you
been.
Always had like a crush on one of your older
but did
cousins.
But did you? Like, it's okay if you did.
When I was little, yeah.
You had a little crush on
aunt. Like my old aunt. I didn't know she was my aunt. When you little.
No, you knew she was your aunt, though.
When you first
started
knowing what women are.
Right,
you know,
right,
feelings,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
He's going through puberty.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had a crush on like my older cousin or aunt or something. But then older you get older, you're like, oh, that's my aunt.
Okay.
That's what she remind me of.
Okay.
Did I come back with that? Did I come back around?
I'm gonna work with that.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's okay. I mean, like, incest is like happens.
Right.
It occurs.
Right.
And so it's okay.
So wait a minute. What's her position? What is she now?
Who?
Susan Rice.
I don't know.
I forgot because I was gonna give her like an acronym. You know, like the MILF type.
Well,
deal.
You know what? Let me look it up because you know we're doing live radio,
right.
So we can do that.
I was gonna say like a STILF. Secretary of State, I'd like to.
Now, are folks going to be, like, mad at me, like, not knowing what Susan Rice?
It's research. This is a dynamic program. It's always in motion. It's research. They're talking about, speaking of some politicians or whatever, they're talking about Chris Christie now.
As soon as I put on Susan Rice, physical glyph came right with her name.
Oh,
first
wow.
Thing
for
on
real?
Google.
That's a horrible Google search.
McManus, Susan Rice done. In by the physical cliff. Fiscal.
Fiscal.
Yeah, a lot of us say physical.
Right, because we don't know what we're saying.
Yeah, because we're ignorant.
That's like
fiscal.
Visual and visual.
But see, look at our face right there.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like, that's.
You like that?
No.
Well, that's not a good picture. And they did that picture because she's about to step down.
Oh.
They always put a bad picture up.
She's like a principal.
When you, You never had the cute principal?
No, I never had a cute principal.
You know, when you do something wrong, they put the bad picture up. That's like the OJ
effect. No, you know I mean? Feel you. I feel you on that.
As soon as you lose your job, they put like.
But did you ever have a teacher like you know that you was like you saw a teacher like again? Me.
Yes.
I never had that.
Oh, I had a lot of them.
What happened?
Third grade.
Like
boy.
What happened? Like we're in the same generation. So what happened with the teachers and you know us being like you know all of these teachers are hooking up with the youngins?
Yeah, they doing that.
So
that.
What happened for our generation? Like that didn't happen.
I wasn't as assertive as I should have been.
Is that what it was?
We weren't, our generation wasn't assertive. This generation right now is balls to the wall, literally. They do whatever they want, whenever.
Everything.
And they bigger than us, too.
Are
like
they bigger
than us? The little 8th grades look like you. They look how you look. Now. And so the little 24-year-old
And for
teacher,
those who can't see us, how do I look?
Yeah,
you know, like, this is big.
It was this.
Gigantic.
And, like this. 8th grade is like this. You like this.
Schlong smacking.
I don't know anything about that. But now, like the little 24-year-old sub is coming in there now, or teacher, she's coming in there straight out of college. And the middle schooler, he's 14, he's 15. Or the 9th grader, he's 15, 16. Or the dumb 9th grader, he's 18.
Mm-hmm.
And he's her size.
Right.
So she just get laid out on the desk for extra credit.
Right.
And
right.
It's not really a thing.
Not laid out on the desk.
They do that, though. That's what they doing. Like one joint I seen recently, they got caught in the class. in the class, like right after school.
But see, this is the thing. The pictures that I've seen of the people who, I mean, not the people, but the teachers, the female teachers mm-hmm. that have been involved.
Some and, of them look
and,
good.
And it's so interesting how mm-hmm. we give them a pass because they're females.
Nah, they get branded as weirdos though.
But no, not by the men.
No, you get the dudes give the dude a pass for smashing up.
Right.
But the chicks don't get a pass for smashing down.
Okay, she's an ambassador to the United Nations.
Oh, ambassador to United Nations. Ambassador United. So she's an elf.
And this is her picture right here. Like, is that better?
Yeah, actually, that's like a headshot.
That's not like too much better. Yeah, that's definitely photoshopped. And, like, they took the little lines out.
You could
out.
Tell, all right, with Susan Rice, here's my final statement. You could tell 7 to 12 years ago, mm-hmm. she was a banger.
Was she?
7 to 12 years ago?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm giving her
a decade. I'm going to take whatever you say. If she was 7, 12 years, she's nice right there in that picture.
In that picture, take a whole 10 years
But
off,
the picture that we
like,
saw
wow.
before, the picture we no, saw before was no. reality.
That was last week. I just got fired. My life mm-hmm, is over. Mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm, that picture mm-hmm. in the face.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take that.
But I'm talking 10 years ago, law school.
So you think Barack was looking at her like, yeah.
Nah.
Let me take Susan or Michelle.
Susan, me?
Yeah.
Oh, Michelle all day long. I don't know Susan's figure. I've seen Michelle's body.
Oh, really? Have
well,
you?
On TV.
Okay.
On TV.
Okay.
But Susan, I mean, you know, she's, you know, that position is the, okay. is what turns you on. You know
okay.
I mean? It's like you powerful.
Yeah.
Baby, you powerful.
She's tough. You know she's tough. And I was so like, it's so interesting how I know so much about the fiscal cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And even I knew how to say it mm-hmm. before we walked in here.
Mm-hmm.
And walked in here and called it physical.
Right, right, right.
And forgot everything that it meant.
Because you got that Benghazi in your mouth.
That's what it was.
That's what it is.
That's exactly what it was. But now that I get it, I think we're in trouble. Because the fiscal cliff basically means, and it's not because I researched it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just you know, right. kind of like went
not
back
even the computer
yeah,
screen
yeah.
that you're pointing at
yeah,
right
just,
now.
You know, I just went back
it
in my brain.
It was revealed to you.
Yeah, it was revealed to me. Like the fiscal cliff is we're in trouble because the economy is based off of some bullshit.
Pretty much.
Can we say that?
Yeah.
We can say that.
I think you can.
Yeah, we can say that.
But that's real. Because it's based off of a debt that can never be repaid.
Exactly. Let's talk about gold.
Right.
Let's talk about gold, how
gold's making a comeback, too.
Gold is making a huge comeback, but it's still not backed off of gold.
The money, our money is not backed off of gold.
It's not backed off of gold. And because of that, right there, if we start from there, that's where our problem
that's
is.
That's where our problem is. We have really don't have anything backing our money.
And that goes all the way back to Nixon.
Mm-hmm. And before that, Federal Reserve.
Yeah. Well, Federal Reserve was definitely superiorly involved mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in what's going on with our economy. But right now, for people who are like listening right now, like, okay, well, what does this mean for me right this second?
Mm-hmm.
What does the fiscal cliff mean? Like, when people say it, I hear it, blah, blah, blah. But what does it mean for me?
It means if they don't make an agreement by December 31st, and they being Republicans and Democrats in Congress, and give the president a deal that he can sign off on, mm-hmm. you will be paying more money starting next year.
Money will be different.
Your money will be different.
Money will be different.
Oh, money will be different. That's what you're saying.
Money will be different.
But for the average person who's not ready to comprehend that, just know that you're going to have to pay about $2,500 more in taxes every year. So break down, that's about $200 a month that's gone. So
but you know what? Some people might not be worried about that.
That's some people. Weed. That's it.
Snapbacks and weed. Like you taking my snapback money.
Yeah.
And my weed money.
Snapback shoes and weed is cut. You're gonna have to pause on that because every month you're $200 short, or you ain't driving. You got to jump on the train or something.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know who knows gold is making a comeback?
Who?
Trinidad James.
Trinidad James, because he got it in his mouth.
Gold all in his mouth. Gold mm-hmm. all in his chain.
Yeah.
And gold all in his watch.
Yeah.
Now, just watch.
And he feeling
it? No, I just heard for the first
I'm grooving to it, though, right?
Just watch.
But that go back to how we used to talk about it back in the day, trance music.
Yeah. It puts you in despair. It definitely puts you in despair. He said, Papa, Molly, and I'm sweating.
The thing about it, when you say pushing the spell, you know, you might be going over somebody's head.
Yeah, I could be. It's possible.
So what you gonna break it down?
Nah, I don't know if they're ready this time.
Okay.
You know, okay. We may get them next time.
We won't talk about it now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, where do you stand on Trinidad James from a hip hop perspective?
From a hip hop perspective, I think he makes fun music, and I think hip hop allows you to do whatever you want to do. I'm not mad at Trinidad James.
Even though he's only been rapping for 11 months?
Yeah, and that's what he says.
Never put out a mixtape.
I'm not mad at that.
Wasn't affiliated with anybody?
Not mad at that.
You don't think that he
not was...
Not co-signed by anybody. You don't think... But just struck a $2 million deal with Warner
Brothers. With Def Jam.
With Def Jam. Do you feel that he was put in place by somebody? Put in front of you? as a coon weapon of destruction?
Wait, was that CWD?
CWDs.
I don't know. I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna say that he's enjoying himself, and people are gravitating towards it. But I think people are gravitating towards it because it's trance music.
Back to that.
And not anything else more or less. Mm. I think it's trance music, and I get it. I had my boy this weekend. We was chopping it up, and he was like, "Yo, I think I could rap better than half of the rappers that's big time right now." I said, really?
And you were like, of course you can.
And I was like, yeah, maybe. I said, but can you make a song?
Mm.
Because the best freestylers that can talk about algorithms and trigonometry
can't make songs.
And physics, but can they make a record? And then people say, oh, okay, well, what's making a record? Is making a record something that you can sing along to?
Mm-hmm.
That's part of making a record. When you're with a label and you need to sell records
to make a hit,
when you need to make a hit, you need to have something that people enjoy and want to sing.
And the lowest common denominator,
LCD,
that everybody can do.
LCD,
from the dumbest to the smartest, from the ratchet to the riches.
I mean, I don't know.
I think it's the end of the world, man. I think. Well, who knows? By the time you hear this, it could all be over. But the key date is December 21st. And, man, I don't know. I don't know, man. These Mayans, man.
Did they know something?
I don't know what they knew. Because there's a lot going on in these last days, period. Just with the weather. And
okay,
the,
tomorrow's December 21st. Okay. Let's just say.
Let's say. All right.
That was easy.
Let's just say that tomorrow was December 21st. Are you ready for the end? And what is the end as far as what you take in from what you've read and what you've heard?
And what is being ready?
Ready is being in a position
mm-hmm.
to react to what happens.
Hmm. Hmm. Now that was easy.
Was easy.
Yeah, ready to react to whatever. Let me say, I don't know. I mean,
are you ready to react?
I'm ready to react. I don't know. I think I would need for the end.
Okay, so I threw a punch right now.
Okay.
You see the punch coming, right? So you're ready to react. You're ready to block.
Right, right, right.
So you throw your block.
Right.
But so that because you knew it was coming.
Right.
December 21st. They keep telling us, oh, Mayan calendar, December 21st. They say the end of the world, but I don't think it's end. I think it's a change.
Yeah, it is a change.
even if it's just a change, are you ready for the change?
No, I'm not. I'm Pacquiao. I'm on the.
There you go.
I'm on the canvas.
I'm glad. Yeah, there we go.
I'll tell you that right now. There's no way you can't see that coming.
Pacquiao was not ready
was
for
not
that.
Ready? No way. Smackyow. That's what he got. Two Pacquiao Shakur. He got lead. The damn
so he didn't fall. That was a Mayan punch.
That was a Mayan.
December 21st.
December day after
he got stalled.
Yeah, nah. That came from Marquez is probably he is Mayan descendant. You know what I'm saying?
He looked like a Mayan.
Yeah, from Kukulkan.
And he used to drink pee, his own pee.
I thought, did he?
Yeah,
you know that's him.
Yeah, that's him.
I remember that story.
Yeah. 24/7, you ain't watching?
Yeah. Oh, I've heard
his dreams on pee.
Oh, man, what does that do?
Well, for him, it must have did something, but he got with a new trainer.
Yeah.
And they cut that out.
Well, yeah. You can't get no sponsors doing that.
But if you now, since we're talking about end of the days and talking about let's go into the doomsday-ish.
Doomsday preppers.
You can take your own piss and filter it.
And it was water, it's clear.
And it can be water.
I've heard that.
It can be water for you.
For you.
For you.
Yeah.
Because
it's still gonna have that corn chip taste though.
See, I don't know about that.
That smell.
I don't know about
how your piss smells.
I don't know nothing about that.
It's still gonna have that ammonia.
My pee don't smell unless I eat asparagus.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting you want them vegetarian.
Yeah, like if I eat asparagus.
You righteous bohemian.
Lays. Like, I'm gonna tell you right
Vaseline
now.
Vaseline on
the. I had asparagus soup this weekend.
Asparagus make your piss smell?
I peed three times, and the three times after the asparagus soup smell different than I'm never like I don't smell a scent when I pee.
But is that a good? Is asparagus doing something good?
I don't know. That's a thing. I'm assuming it is.
But the byproduct is a
it's funky pungent.
Smell.
It's a pungent. Yeah, right. It's not funky.
It's just strong.
It's almost like medicinal.
Oh, so now your pee has healing properties.
My pee probably does have healing properties. I probably can pee on somebody and heal them.
Open wounds.
I can heal somebody with my pee. But you gotta pay me for that.
Yeah.
And you gotta be a lady.
So when you cut your Kels. So you gotta pay and you gotta be a lady.
You gotta pay and you gotta be a lady.
Big Zo, I got this bruise on my thigh. Oh baby, that ain't nothing but a that's terrible. Speaking of crazy, oh man, Cat Williams.
What's wrong with him?
That's the whole thing about this whole doomsday prepper thing. I think it's something in the atmosphere. It really is, man. They say, for those that are into the end of the world type things, they say it's Planet X is coming and it's going to throw off our whole electromagnetic field.
I can see
and
that.
And people are just going to start kirking out and being crazy.
I can see
and that's what we're seeing. Like a Cat Williams, man. He's on something so hard. What we call lunching. He's lunching out so hard. He's
in
out
DMV, we call that lunch.
We call that lunching. He's out the lunch. He's lunchbox.
DMV means D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
Yeah, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. He's a lunchbox. Much respect to Cat Williams, all he's done for the game of comedy, his career, resume, all that. But the boy done gone plumb crazy right now.
Okay, let me ask you. Now, you being in the comedy circuit, like, is it drugs, or is it the industry that's causing him to be that
combination
way?
Of both, in my opinion.
There
in
you
Lamont's
go.
Opinion, it's a combination of both. He was a heavy drug head.
There
now
you
that's
go.
Just known. Weed, coke over the years. You know, that's why I don't smoke weed. Because you can never trust weed. You go city to city, state to state, everybody wants to smoke with you.
Uh-huh.
You can't research all that weed.
Right.
People are dropping dippers and embalming fluid and sherm. And
is that why you didn't? Boat. That's why you never did it?
That's one of the reasons why. Yeah, I'm
because
paranoid.
You can't never tell what's going. What is
I'm very
who's doing what?
Who's doing and what. My father used to tell me stories. I think to scare me, and it worked. But when I was young, about college buddies that smoke with people that they ain't know, and then they never was right after.
Yeah,
and I knew him. So he like that's what happened.
That's
to Uncle
the
Richard.
Shit I don't like.
Like Uncle Richard, you know why he that way? Because he was smoking with people he didn't know. And I was like, shit, I ain't never smoking.
Because you know Uncle Richard, he still ain't right.
Yeah, he still ain't right.
Yeah.
But with Cat Williams, though, so his recent rash of arrest on his tour dates, West Coast tour dates, like in a span of a week and a half, he got into a fight at the concert while he was on stage.
Hit somebody with a mic stand.
Hit somebody with a microphone.
Microphone.
You see the video?
No, I ain't shit.
No, he went up and just said, stop taping, because they were taping. And went up to him in the crowd and just whack up to the back of the head in front of everybody. Nobody moved.
With his little ass.
Yeah. You know how much suing I would do?
With one arm.
Yeah. So then he's fighting at a nightclub bar in Oakland. Then he had an issue at a Target out there in San Francisco somewhere. Then Seattle, he had an issue. He's spazzing out on stage at every concert. People still paying to come see him.
Uh-huh.
His own security had to drag him off stage one time.
Oh.
And just news making. And it's scary because it reminds me of one of those self-destruct type things where we watching somebody come to their end. That's what it looks like. He retired and unretired in the span of 2 days.
And he messing with your boy.
Who's that?
Suge Knight.
I saw that.
That's who managing him. That's
Suge Knight is managing him?
That's your man in them. How your man name is managing him.
How did he do that?
I
know he
know.
Bailed him out of jail. I was like, how you going to let Suge bail you out of jail? Didn't you learn with Tupac?
No, Gat wasn't around with Tupac wasn't around.
How? They the same age. Cat Williams ain't been at 45 right now. That's
right. But he still wasn't, he wasn't active. He wasn't active.
But he still know that you don't let Suge Knight bail you out of jail. Because it comes with consequences.
Well, you know better than most of us.
Oh, man.
You know, and you're not going to tell our story, but we're going to keep it moving.
All right, well, how about this? Yeah, I forgot all about that. Yeah, I got a Suge Knight story. I'll tell y'all once we get closer.
Yeah, once y'all get accustomed to us again.
Once the new listeners become old listeners, I'll let y'all know. But here's the thing, man, we keep it real here. So Cat Williams, they always ask me as a comedian, they always, like I know the dude. I've met him a few times, but they act like we best friends. Do you feel sorry for him? Because honestly, I don't.
Well, why would you like
people say pray for Cat Williams?
Well, I don't really understand that because, from my perspective, I think Cat Williams is going through something. Mm. I think you're going through something, and right. I think I'm going through something.
Absolutely.
So do I like want him to be in a better place?
Yeah, sure.
As if right. I want us all to be in a better place, but at the same time, it's like Cat Williams is a comedian, so you never know if. This is part of
if
his
it's
act.
An act, shtick, and all that. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
To the regular person.
For the average layman.
Right, because like, he keeps selling out shows, even though he keeps spazzing out. Yeah, you're right. Like, is this an act? But see, the thing is, you think that, and then the next day he turned up in the gutter somewhere.
Yeah, OD, and see,
Cat
see,
Williams OD'd, and then see, everybody feels sorry
go.
For him.
There
then
you
he
go.
A martyr, a
legend. But comedians have 9 lives. Yes, they do. Because let's look at Martin. Know. Let's look at Martin.
Protected comedians.
Okay, protecting comedians. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the big ones. The big ones, Martin, uh-huh. Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy had Johnny Gill living on his
estate. I mean, it was big enough.
And it was known that he was there.
Yeah.
And they was like friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially on the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And no problem.
Right.
He just moved. It was like move right past it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, Martin, he had a breakdown. Mm-hmm. All the stuff happened with him.
Right.
Move right past it. The only one.
Dave Chappelle
was the only one in the sense of like, oh, wow, he really went through something. What's going on with Dave Chappelle?
Yeah. Well, that's because he hit the crossroad and went backwards where everybody else got to that crossroad and kept going.
Yeah.
Like, everybody else had that breakdown. But they was like, well, okay, we're going to go through it. He was like, it's not worth it to me. And see, that's what sets him apart to me. That's what makes him my favorite because he saw that. And that's what I'm going back to Cat Williams. Do you think he saw something or do you think he's at that crossroads?
He got exposed to something.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
He got exposed to something. And see what happens, all of them do.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to a certain level, and it happens with the artists too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Artists meaning recording artists, the music artists.
Right.
It happens to them. It happens to the athletes.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to every individual that is in some sense of a limelight. And you get that light shunned on you,
mm-hmm.
and woof, you're this person all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's so many things that come along with that.
That you may not be ready for.
Mm-hmm. So when you get it, when it happens to you, you're like,
What is this? It feels good, but I don't even know what it is.
It feels so good, but it hurts so bad.
But I hate it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, to each his own.
It's funny that you said Eddie Murphy, too, because did you see the tribute? The special? Eddie Murphy salute with the industry salute Eddie Murphy. That was a good program. You didn't see that?
What was that?
Oh, man. It was the, like one night only, because, you know, he ain't done stand up in forever. And he ain't done like public appearances in forever.
Right.
So they did a tribute to his whole career, and that joint was off the hook.
Really?
Everybody was there.
Did you record it?
No, I was at somebody's house that recorded
it. Okay, okay.
But everybody was there except for Johnny Gill. I was kind of shocked at that.
So Johnny Gill was probably not there for a reason.
Johnny Gill and Robert Townsend. Everybody else was there.
Wait. Him and Robert Townsend?
No, I'm just saying Robert Townsend wasn't there. I ain't saying nothing. I'm just saying that them two iconic people that I thought would have been there weren't there. So I don't know, man. Damon Wayans, Keenan, Adam Sandler, Chris Rock. Everybody said their little piece. But I was surprised that his old roommate, Johnny Gill, wasn't there.
His roommate, Johnny Gill. But who was Robert Townsend to him?
Robert Towns just was somebody that was around during the time, like, okay, you know, Delirious and Raw and okay, all that. You know,
that was helping him out.
Yeah, that was cruel.
Like, it was helping him write.
Yeah. That was cruel.
But that was just it? He was just helping him write?
Yeah, back then.
Okay, I get it.
So the other thing, man, shout out to, along those lines, shout out to Kevin Hart, man, on top of the game.
Kevin Hart killing it.
He can't lose right now. I want to say I don't understand it, but I do understand it. He works so hard and has been working so hard.
Big up to Kevin Hart. To Kevin Hart. And see, Kevin Hart is so much part of our genre.
That's right.
Like, and he just like the way he moves around and does things is so a representative
of our generation.
Of our, yes. Yeah. That's the, I couldn't say no better.
Yeah.
Right there. And big
and
up
he,
to him.
He has a weird way of connecting across generations.
Yeah.
Because the youngins love him.
Yeah, but that,
like,
that's.
Like, he's swagged out and da da da. But then
He's swagged out because he's just being him. Like, he can be out in a white t-shirt.
Yeah.
I think a V-neck white t-shirt and some jeans and some shoes.
I think it's because he's small.
But
he's non-threatening, so it's like your cool little brother or something.
Nah.
Your funny little.
Nah, I think it's just.
Yeah, because Cat's small too.
Cat's smaller.
Smaller, you're right. Yeah. Nah, Kev just cool. Like, I don't know anybody that cool. Like, and everything he does works.
Yeah. And I'm not mad at it.
And when Real House Husbands of Hollywood drops, Real Husbands of Hollywood. Man, that joint is going to go.
He's That's on BET, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's already on the moon.
Okay.
He's going out of space off of that joint.
That's his concept.
That's his, yeah. Got a lot of his close friends writing on it, and the L.A. Comics is in it, and all the celebrities and all that. Man, that's going to be, shout out to him. I'm trying to get a cameo on that joint. Too much going on. All right, so let's drop a nickel bag right quick. Top five, ladies and gentlemen. Every so often, we'll give you a little something to talk on. Top five NBA players right now.
This is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Big up to my man Woody. We was having a conversation, and he, in his top five, me and him was going back and forth. He had your boy Durant.
Kevin Durant. All right.
He had... what's the boy's name? Clippers, point guard.
Chris Paul. That's so far so good.
He had, name some more players.
It's gotta be.
Only because I'm on the spot. I can't
gotta
think.
Be LeBron.
LeBron.
LeBron, Durant,
Dwayne
Chris
Wade.
Paul, Dwayne Wade. Well, he's up there.
Dwayne Wade was questionable. Let's keep Dwayne Wade out.
I'm at James Harden right now with the Houston.
No, not James Harden. So LeBron, Durant. Let's not even say Chris Paul yet. Durant, LeBron. Let's just go with some
Chris
more obvious.
Has to be there. You're not even going to go there.
Not yet. Not yet. Because there's some people. There's some people that you would say before you say Chris Paul.
Really, Russell Westbrook.
Westbrook was later on.
Darren Williams with the Brooklyn Nets.
Nope. Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose
before the injury.
Derrick Rose before the injury. Talking about right now.
Yeah, 2012. That's questionable because Derrick Rose, you're right. So
you gotta have Darren Williams on there. You gotta have Tyson Chandler is beasting right now.
Chandler,
Carmelo is beasting.
Okay,
right
so
now.
Carmelo was there.
Yeah, you gotta have
Carmelo
that.
Was there. LeBron, your boy, playing center.
Don't say Dwight Howard.
And he's not beasting, so we would take him off the five, but he wanted to put him in there just because of the component of him being available to be that person.
He's not working right now.
Exactly.
Tim Duncan's still putting up numbers, but Dwight's not producing right now.
Dwight's not producing, exactly. So we got LeBron, mm-hmm. we got Durant, we got...
I don't remember who you had. Chris Paul.
Carmelo. Let's put Carmelo. Mm-hmm. Carmelo's hurt, but he's still 2012-2013. Wade is questionable
mm-hmm.
right now.
Right.
You can put Chris Paul before Dwayne Wade right now.
That's the absolute best point guard in the game right now.
Who?
Chris Paul. Hands down.
What's your boy name? With Durant.
Westbrook. Yeah, he's nice.
Westbrook is really nice.
Yeah, he is. I get between Darren Williams and Chris Paul right
so
now.
So what's your five? What's your five? Because I can't remember his five. Okay. But my point is, bringing that up was I put Kobe, and he was like, no, Kobe is not, he's not relevant this year.
Hmm.
And I was like, well, really? And so we had this conversation before he got 30,000.
Right.
So I was like, well, I don't know about that. He was like, nah, Lakers not doing that. He's not leading his team to victories.
Right. Okay.
And that's part of being a top five player. Because you can't just go like what's best in your position.
Well, I would think top five player means you just doing numbers. You doing work.
Stats.
Yeah.
Stats.
Yeah.
So if you go on stats, then Kobe needs to be in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
As much as I don't like him.
Kobe needs to be, even before his 30,000, yes. He needs to be in it.
Absolutely.
And that was my argument.
I don't think Kobe will ever not be a top five until he retires.
Until he retires.
Yeah.
No, I think there will be a time where he will fall back.
Coming off the bench in the All-Star game?
No, he won't come off the bench, but the top five will be so young, fresh.
Right. Okay, I get that.
That he will fall off the top five. But I believe this year he's still there.
Yeah. Well, whoever's in that 2-3 position has got to be doing super numbers.
Okay, name your five. Name your five.
That I like or just
No. Your top five in the NBA and you can't go by like, okay, this is the best shooting guard.
What if I don't like him?
You don't have to like him.
Okay.
You don't have to like him.
All right, so then that's easy. That would be Chris Paul, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Dwight BSing with the Lakers right now, but Dwight Howard.
Because he has the ability.
Yeah, he's the dominant. And Kobe. I mean.
And that was mine.
And I would alternate.
I had Derrick Rose in there.
True.
I had Derrick Rose just because the potential of him being what he was.
Well, yeah, but yeah, I'll give you that.
We haven't seen that.
But as a floor general, though, Chris Paul, hands down.
Mm-hmm.
Point guard, that number one spot.
Okay, I get that. Super Bowl pick.
Yeah. Super Bowl's pick. Ah, man, now that's tough. Because here's the thing. I'm not the biggest
football
fan.
You got to be quick.
I know. Because I'm going to say something dumb. And I'm going to tell you. I'm warning you that I'm going to say something dumb. I'm not the biggest football fan. I love a good game. And I follow different teams. But you're not going to see me with a jersey of my favorite team.
Who are you a fan of?
RG3.
You're a fan of him. Not the Redskins.
The Redskins are growing on me because they playing with heart. Inspired by him.
Right.
And I would dare to say, if they keep playing the way they play, Redskins in the Super Bowl.
They win it?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, no. No.
I said it like Michael Bayes. I said it. Yes, I did. Yeah, the Redskins, man. Yes, I did. I said it. Yeah, man.
Okay, well, that's your pick.
I don't even know who they would play against. I'm just saying. We
talk about the winner. Okay. We talk about the Super Bowl pick.
Watch the Redskins.
And this because of RG3?
RG3, Cousins, Albert Morris.
What's RG3 look like to you?
Garcon.
Huh? What's he look like to you?
He look like Andre 3000 and Stripe from the Gremlins, like a mix.
That's up.
yeah. Like Robert Gremlin III. That's what he looks like.
Okay. We roll up on Christmas, top five picks for you as a street senator. What's your top five Christmas gifts?
Wait a minute, you ain't get your Super Bowl, your champ. Who wins the Super Bowl?
Well, I'm a rooter. I'm similar to you.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of any team.
Right.
I root for the Chicago Bears. So I'm only going to say that team. I'm not going to say that they're going to win. If you're talking about money, who I will put my money on?
Yeah, who would you put your money on? And you can't say Patriots. Everybody says Patriots.
No, I'm not going to say Patriots. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
If I put my money on somebody, I would have said Giants, but they're not doing good.
Yeah. They letting average teams smash.
Yeah.
Them.
I'm like... I don't know. I would need to do some research.
And going back to what you said, what does RG3 look like? Man, the Redskins have had a curse, I believe, a curse on them by the Native Americans. You know, until they change
their name,
their name and their logo. And if you look at the picture on the helmet, they could really get away with if the owner of the team just sat down with the Native Americans and said, it's not an Indian, it's actually a picture of Robert Griffin III. Ooh. Lift the curse. You know what I'm saying? Because it looked like him.
No.
It looked like him on the helmet. He could do that. Or they could put his picture on
the
helmet.
He looked like something different than that. Don't do my Native Americans like that. Yeah. Don't do my Native Americans like that. Wow. But I mean, look at the Falcons. Like they doing big numbers. I mean, as far as stats and their record, I mean, they doing great. The Falcons.
But that's not an insensitive name, is it?
No. I'm saying as far as their record, far as like a possible team that could go all the way. San Francisco 49ers. No. I'm just
pick
throwing
one.
Names.
You made me pick one.
I'm gonna pick Bears because I'm a rooter.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I don't think they're gonna do it though.
No, I don't think they're gonna do it. But I'm just gonna root for them.
The Redskins actually have a chance.
I don't think so. I think Bears have just as much of a chance as the Redskins, if not more.
Oh, scary! They're not even. We're at the top of our division at this time.
Yep. You are.
Yeah.
Well, you are, and Bears were too.
You notice how I said we.
Yeah. And you're not even a fan.
Not at all.
But Redskins, that can change in 1 to 2 weeks.
All right, holiday styles. Let's go back in the nickel bag right quick. Top 5 gifts for your street senator. Now, if you don't know what a street senator is, somebody, you know, your local hood representative that represents the streets in a positive and influential way. That's basically what that is. So somebody that's repping, upstanding individual, holding it down, keeping it popping, and all those current cliches and taglines, whatever, swagged out, whatever you want to say. So top 5 gifts for a street senator. This I'd say, let me see. What would be a good one?
Gift certificate to stadium.
To stadium, yeah.
That would be good.
Your strip club.
That would be good.
Do strip clubs do that? That would be so.
If they don't, we need to talk to them. We know an owner.
Yeah.
We know owners, so if they're not doing it, we need to get them to do it.
Yeah, I always thought about that. Yeah, how come you can never use coupons in a strip club?
Yeah, it definitely need to be a gift certificate.
Yeah, gift certificate.
Oh, not gift certificate, because that's old.
Gift card.
Gift card.
Yeah.
Gift card.
All right, number 2, what's another gift for?
For me, not for you.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I would take a gift card for acupuncture or acupressure.
Mm-hmm. Relief,
chiropractic,
services.
Let's go with that holistic
spa service.
Yeah, let's go to that holistic area.
Holistic.
So, a service that had all that encompassed. Give me
kinda
a gift
like
card
a spa,
for it.
But you don't want to use the word spa.
I don't want to use
but
the word
like
spa.
A spa.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Because spas
that.
Do that.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, so.
But I mean, because you might say spa and people might think like, oh, you about to get waxed.
Yeah. But I mean, you want to go in there and get a facial.
No, I
want to
get a facial.
A cucumber wrap. That's holistic. All in your face. All right, so you like the gift card, man. So gift card.
Yeah, I'll take gift card all day.
Gift card to the spa. Let me see.
Now you got 3. Shoot your shot.
Let me see.
I picked 2. You got the other 3.
Cologne. Cologne is always good.
Cologne?
Yeah, they don't do that no more?
I'm sure. I'm sure people do that.
But that's not good.
You know what? I mess with the Yves Saint Laurent.
Is that because they're rapping about it now?
No, because I actually like the fragrance.
Because the brand.
For men. I actually like the fragrance for men.
But see, here's the funny thing about YSL. YSL, Izod.
Izod?
Izod is coming back. That's what I'm trying
the
to tell you.
The cologne or the...
No, just the brand. When people start rapping, when the youngins are rapping about stuff that they didn't know was out before they was born.
Right.
Now it's cool again.
Okay.
Like white YSL belts is back. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Bags and all that. Izod Lacoste shirts are back.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, did you hear because 2 Chainz said it or you actually like the cologne?
No. I actually like the cologne.
Okay. Right. So YSL.
I had to school people on 2 Chainz today.
What'd you school them on?
The 2 Chainz is a artist.
Who he was,
yeah, like they were like, well, like who is he? Like where did he come from? Like
Boy,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. All that.
Oh, look, you watch the video. Rolling Bows, throw them bows. Uh-huh. Day in the back of the pickup truck.
Oh yeah.
He used to always shout out. Ludacris used to always shout out Titty Boy in the face.
Oh yeah. He was
short dude was face. The tall dude was 2 Chainz.
Big up 2 Chainz for making it happen.
Yeah, he did. At late in life. He's a late
boomer. I mean, but you know what? I look at 2 Chainz as inspiration. Like he stayed with it and finally made it happen. And that might be an inspiration for us.
And his style, yeah, right.
There we go.
And his style never changed.
There we go.
It's actually elementary.
We gonna 2 Chainz it.
All right. So 3rd gift. Anything gold. In honor, go, in honor of the Trinity, good Trinidad idea. James, give me a little ring or something.
In honor of Doomsday.
Doomsday, give me gold. Yeah, I need that.
Anything gold, anything silver.
So one last gift number five for a street senator this holiday season would be give him the gift of a threesome, pretty much.
A threesome, okay.
That goes a long way.
Now, you can't just say that.
Give your man the gift of a third party.
Okay, so you're right now with a bum bun.
Right.
And for all those who don't know what bum bun is, mean like, you know.
Your main.
Yeah.
Your current.
So how would she feel about you saying, like, look, I want to bring such and such in here with us?
So now who is such and such?
Give me such and such, like, you want me to throw a name?
Yeah.
Name. What's your girl who you went to see and you ain't take me with you? Over there at stadium.
Claudia Joy.
Yeah, your girl Claudia Joy.
Oh, yeah, yes. What do you mean?
So you think
like, my girl asked me to arrange that.
No, she didn't ask you. You asked her.
Her to make that happen.
No, you asked her, is it okay?
Is it okay?
If Claudia come back home with me,
right,
and we get it popping
the three
on
them.
On some Trinity.
On some Trinity.
That's the news. We don't call it threesome. Oh, okay. We call it training.
Yeah, okay. Crossing streams. Okay, yeah. So what's the question?
is she going to okay it? Like, real talk.
That's why it's a gift.
Oh.
That's why it's a holiday gift.
So she wouldn't, but for Christmas,
for the
she
holidays,
might.
Yes. That's okay. What I said. Give your man the gift of a threesome.
Okay.
That's something you probably wouldn't ordinarily do.
Right.
I mean,
so for Christmas. Now, who would you pick? Like,
Kwanzaa.
like Claudia was just a name just I threw out there.
Because
that's not like
that's
who
not
I would
realistic.
Pick.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I would pick Claudia though.
You would pick Claudia.
That's one of them. The names.
That's one of them. Yeah. But like for real, like if you got the chance to pick one, who would you pick?
Ah, man.
Not saying anything wrong with you,
right,
your pick, but
yeah.
You know, because
there's a couple internet models I like. That's like random,
okay.
I mean? I know their names, but y'all wouldn't know.
Well, they might. But let's just name somebody who people would know.
Okay, somebody off of Housewives, maybe.
Mm.
Maybe like
you lost me.
Yeah, off of Real Housewives.
Yeah, because
no.
I don't watch it.
Or Love and Hip Hop. Somebody Jocelyn, because I know she go.
Which one, Jocelyn?
That's the one that was with Stevie J. With this Stevie, hey Stevie.
Wait. Not the boy.
Nah, everybody said that, man. She was just in shape. She ain't look like no
Lace.
Dude. She ain't look like no dude, man.
Lace.
I know she go though. She didn't look like
I'm
no
trying
dude.
To figure you out now because
Jocelyn.
Because you know we in DC, so you might be into that Trinity love.
Nah. She ain't never had no operation, man. I seen the poom poom, man. I seen it too,
and I seen the lines that the surgical lines.
Come on, Dr. Oz.
You already know. I was like, oh, what is that? Like, who has that there?
Nah, I don't know.
Right there. And,
all right, I take that back.
Let's give you a pass on
I
that.
I got to take it.
So act like Lazy didn't even say that.
Yeah.
Or Lamont. Lamont King did not say that.
So I'm trying to think of a TV show. Anybody from the Bad Girls Club, because they real smutty.
Nah, man.
No?
I'm not going to let you get away with this.
Ooh,
I want you to do better.
Like classy? They got to be classy?
No, they don't have to be classy. I just want you to do better. Your girl just hit me on the phone. She was like, no, that's not good enough.
Yeah. All right, so I'll cakewalk it. I'll go mainstream.
Yeah, there we go.
Kerry Washington from Scandal. But I don't like her face, though. I don't like her face.
Do you think she might bite you?
Yeah, her jawline is official.
Oh.
If she laughs too hard, she'll bite a hole in her chest. I mean, I love the show. Shout out to Scandal. I'm hooked on Scandal.
Big up Scandal, because I'll rock with it.
Every week.
But I think Kerry's not my pick, but if... I will let you have that
right,
pick.
I was trying to give you somebody that everybody knows.
Yeah, I will let you have that pick because I'm such a fan.
Right, right.
Or such a rooter of Scandal.
Who is yours?
Who would be mine?
Yeah.
Let me think. That I can get away with wifey saying, like, you know what? This is okay. I might as well bring B home.
Who?
B. I might as well bring
that?
Her on.
I don't know what that show
You know
for.
Who B is.
Who is that?
You know who B is. Who just got that $50 million deal.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? She'd be like, you know what? It's okay. Because she, you know, she got us.
That is such
she
a...
She got
easy.
Us.
That's way too easy.
That's too easy? Okay.
That's too easy.
Okay.
Beyonce?
That is too easy.
That's too easy.
And a lot of people might not want her, but I want to see what Beyonce got, so I'm bringing her home.
Who wouldn't want her?
Who wouldn't want her?
Like, who wouldn't want Beyonce? Who
I want to see Beyonce rock. I don't necessarily think that she can throw that thing like she should.
Nah, it's impossible. It's no. So you believe that an average chick snags a Jay-Z? Can
better than her?
No, snags a Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah,
she's not average. Nah,
No. I don't think an average chick will snag a Jay-Z. But I believe that, you know, a girl could get him. Not about her money, not about her finances, about her whip appeal. She could get.
That's what I'm saying. So she obviously has that.
I'm not saying that she got it. I want to know. Man. I want to know. Oh, that's why I want to bring her home.
Got it.
I want to see if she got it.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? What you want me to take, Solange?
No, because I want you to do better.
You want me to do better? Okay.
I want you to
okay.
Do better.
Okay. Let me do something different. Yeah, I want you to do better. I'll do different. Mm-hmm. Because I would like to see what B got.
I was gonna say you seem like an Amber Rose type.
Amber Rose That's would be interesting.
Like. That's what you seem like.
Amber Rose would be interesting, you know,
or
pre-pregnancy.
Nicki Minaj,
I would not want because she's a lesbian.
Oh wow!
And she might be paying too much attention to my wife instead of me. I want you to.
Be fly though.
No, but I want you to be into me too, though. Like I want you to want me. Like I want you want me to smack you with it.
How you gonna be a sucker for love in a threesome? God, how does that work? Who simps in a trinity? What the hell? What in the world? So make it a great holiday season, ladies and gentlemen. There it is, your top five, your nickel bag situation. Hey,
did we get the fiscal cliff? Together.
I think we got
because
it.
At first, like, we started off because I was a little funky with it because
it
I was I just like,
did.
Yeah,
I think we
so
did
we got that straight.
Basically, take your money out the bank, that's pretty much what it is. Yeah.
Well, now we never gonna be back on there,
right? Take your money out the bank. So, there it is, folks. If we don't see you before the end of the world, good night and good luck. And if we don't see you before the new year, happy new year, happy Kwanzaa, Kanaka, and all that. And Merry Christmas, yeah, and all that.
Well, I'm gonna say this. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say that it's not gonna be the end of the world. It's gonna be a change in the world.
Change in the world, yeah.
And it's coming soon. So, all I want to put out there is be prepared and love. Mm. Love is stronger than everything. Mm. If we had more love, we would have a lot less of everything else.
There it is. You heard it from that. There is Big Zo, Lorenzo. I'm Lamont King, Lazy Lamont, the whole nine. We are the street senators together, and that's going to be the change, man, in the new year. The hottest program that you could download anywhere is right here.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you on the flip side. See you next episode.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Rick Ross and the Gangsta Disciples next time.
Tune in. It might just be done by then.
Oh, it might be over. Oh, jeez. Oh.